We've done a lot of camper vanning in Europe, and we've seen an awful lot, and there's great freedom. A lot of camping sites are in really beautiful spots, really stunning spots, coastal spots, lakes, mountains, really stunning.
You're 16 and you're 17. You've been camper vanning with the family for since you were kids?
Yeah, since you were kids.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. You can just go anywhere. You can go to any beach. It's going to set up camp anywhere. Oh, we've travelled all over, really.
And does it surprise you how big it's got and how it's popular because of the pandemic and people are crying out to rent them and buy them?
It doesn't surprise me, but we're hoping it wouldn't get so big, really, because,
this is your thing.
It's our thing, yes. While we love it, we want to keep it reasonably quiet. I love waking up to the sound of the sea. I mean, you literally are.
And we are waking up
feet,
to that.
Feet from the sea, yeah. It's amazing, yeah. And, you know, you've the fabulous outdoors, and it's fabulous for dogs.
We've been camping for years now, 10, 12 years, since the children were very small. And what we found is it gets them away from their home completely, away from the laptops, away from the computers, away from the internet. And it, as a family, it gives you a chance to really bond together and spend time together doing things like traditional card games and playing and talking and all that stuff. So that's the big advantage to me. I'm just happy that everyone's into camping. You know, to me, it doesn't really matter that there's more people around. To see people out enjoying themselves on the beaches again, it's just a great feeling, you know, that the country's unlocking and that everyone's getting out. You know, it's good.
I really want to go on camper van because I think they're cool.
I love camper vans. I've been in one before and I've slept in one before and they're really cool.
I like camper vans because you can sleep in them and you can go on holidays with them.
I want to go in a camper van because we went in one that my mum's friend Amory has. We're actually, for this weekend, we're going to see her in it. She's by Waterford.
So you're going to go to Waterford in a camper van? How exciting is that?
Very.
Hi, my name is Derek O'Brien. I'm a tour guide here at the Irish National Heritage Park in Wexford.
Derek, we're here in the heart of Wexford in the National Heritage Park. It's been here since 1987. Tell me about it and how it all started.
Yes, that's right. It opened in 1987. It opened along with the new road and stuff here in Wexford. It was, the idea behind it really was to, when people come into Rosslare, is to get a picture of Ireland. They can come here, see replicas of a lot of the sites we have here in Ireland, fantastic sites here in Ireland, and then they can travel around and see the real thing in Ireland. That was one of the main ideas behind the Irish National Heritage Park. For families, I mean, to get away after lockdown would be great, just for the day. They can be home in their own bed that night. It's an hour from Dublin, straight down the road, in here to the Heritage Park. You can spend the entire day here. There's lots to do for the family, lots to do for kids. There's loads of open spaces. They can come. We have a fantastic restaurant. They can come and bring their own picnic and spend the entire day here in the Heritage Park.
Derek, we're here at this special castle and I can hear lots of exotic birds of prey.
Yeah, we're here in the falconry. There's lots of falcons and hawks here in the park, and we have two parrots as well. But here at the top of the hill in the park, not only do we have the falconry, we have a fantastic playground for the kids, but we also have the site of the very first Anglo-Norman fortification ever to be built in Ireland back in 1169 by Robert Fitzstephen. For the last 2 weeks of July, first week of August, we'll have a live excavation here on top of the hill at the Anglo-Norman site.
My name is Jim O'Connor. I'm the falcon here in the Irish National Heritage Park.
You're surrounded by these birds of prey, and behind us we have some crying.
That's a young peregrine falcon. He's about 5 weeks old, bred not too far from here from the falconry. You're looking at the fastest creature in the world, the peregrine.
And is he crying or does he want food?
This bird is hand-reared. He's imprinted actually, so every time he sees me, he calls me for food, even though we fed him this morning. They'll have that maybe for 6, 7, 8 months.
He just wants food?
Just, well, he has food, but it's just every time
he... Is he lonely?
No, every time he sees me, he's calling me. And you can see the down feathers on him, which he's still only a baby, so it'll be probably 10, 12 weeks before he really gets airborne.
So an absolutely beautiful animal. Hello, and what's his name?
This is Paddy, Paddy the peregrine.
Do you want some food, Paddy?
We only fed him there about an hour ago. And in the wild, their favourite pig is pigeon.
So you've got a Buddy and a Henry Hawks over there. Tell us about them.
Yeah, we've four Harris Hawks here. We've Norman, Henry, Harry and Vinny. Harris Hawks, very common species in falconry, dead easy bird to train. The Normans actually carried up falconry thousands of years ago, so it's still being practiced today. So falconry has been used by the medieval knights mainly as a sport. There wasn't put food on the table. The people carried the falconry out, very rich, so they didn't need to buy food, but mainly a sport, status symbol as well. One of the things with falconry years ago, if two lords were feuding and they had a fight, two of the things they had to give up was their sword and their prized falcon, which is almost the thing that's unbelievable that they had to do, you know.
My name is Aoife Harkness.
You're a volunteer here, and you've a baby owl.
Yeah, a bubok owl. He's only a few weeks old. Actually, it was my husband that was more interested in birds of prey, and he introduced me to them, and they're just so amazing birds. They've got great character, they've got, you know, personalities. You know, it's just nice to be involved in something to do with nature.
I love history, and I went to university in 2009 down in UCC in Cork. Studied history, archaeology, ended up doing a master's in archaeology. Fell in love with a Wexford girl 5 years ago.
Ah, that's the Wexford girl.
That's it, not just history. Moved here to Wexford and got a job here within a week, actually, here at the Heritage Park. And I've been here ever since.
But it's not history with the Wexford girl, is it?
No, absolutely not. We got married a month ago.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Henry.
We're surrounded by history here. Describe this beautiful, beautiful setting. We've got a chapel behind us.
Yes, so we're here in the monastery here at the park. We cover almost 10,000 years or more of Irish history. We begin in the Mesolithic Ireland with the first people who settled on the island of Ireland over 9,500 years ago. We end with the Anglo-Normans. But we're sitting here, Henry, in our monastic site. We have a replica church, we have a replica high cross, we have a herb garden, we have bees. Of course, these monks would have kept bees and had herbs and stuff. So we have replica buildings here in our monastery, such as our beehive cell, like the ones you see in Skellig Michael.
Derek, we're actually now in the ring fort. You've completely rebuilt one of these, just like it would have looked.
Absolutely, yeah. We've reconstructed a ring fort here in the park. There's over 45,000, if not more, of these ring forts recorded in Ireland. There's over 620 here in Wexford alone. You'll find them all over the country. This is one of the jewels here in the park, along with the monastery. Children love this because they think it's a playground.
It's like a big playground. It's like a big wooden castle.
It is like a big wooden castle, you're right. They run around. We're standing here, of course, on the tower. They run around. People love this. It's one of the great places here in the park.
I'm having a chat with St. Iberis National School in Wexford. I'm here with second class. What do you think of this heritage park?
It's all about the past, and I really like the past.
I like the houses.
It must have been like really hard to move all the stuff and get them into the place.
Daddy, I know that it's probably a lot of effort to get all the rocks everywhere and the straw for the houses.
My name is Sarah Myler. I am the principal of St. Iberis National School. We are visiting the Heritage Park from Wexford Town, so it's only a short trip. It's great for the kids to be able to explore the Heritage Park and see the history of Ireland that they've learned in the classroom, and for them to be outdoors at the moment.
I'm having a chat with Terry Collin. You've got a lump of cheese in your pocket. What are you up to? And you've also got peat in the back, turf and wood.
Well, the cheese is for the birds, the resident birds here in the park. I feed the birds every day as I go around. They absolutely adore the cheese.
And this is why the robins keep coming over to say hi.
That's one of the reasons why the robins do that indeed, yes. The turf in the back is just for the little fires we light up around on certain sites in the park.
And that wood fire smell, you can't beat it.
It's certainly, you cannot beat it. Many people do comment on that, the lovely smell.
We're walking around the Heritage Park and I can smell the wood fire, and I really feel back to nature.
People love it when they come here. The first thing they get the smell of when they're walking to site one, or Mesolithic site, is the smell of the peat and the smell of the wood. During the winter and stuff, when the trees fall over, or if they're dead trees, that's the timber we use. So all the timber we use in the park is from the park itself. We're on the banks of the River Slaney. This is the house that's available on Airbnb for a stay over.
So you can stay there. You can stay in this prime real estate.
People
Viking
stay here.
House. They knew where to get the best bit of land to put up a house, didn't they?
Exactly. As we know, the Vikings gave us our first real towns like Dublin, Wexford, Waterford, Cork and Limerick. They also gave us money. But they came here and enslaved us first. Well, they took slaves. A lot of people in Norway today, for example, have Irish DNA.
Can I pull my camper van up or even get out of the camper van and just sleep here?
Yeah, absolutely. When people stay here, it's all done up. We provide blankets and sleeping bags and mattresses and things like that. It's a home away from home. I mean, it's fantastic. You're waking up here on the banks of the Slaney at night. It's the most open place we have in the park as well. So. I mean, it's bright till nearly 10, 11 o'clock at night now. We're sitting over there by the campfire. We're open. We have a one-way system in place. There's hand sanitizer all over the park. We're outdoors. We've lots to do for everyone, including families. We've loads of tours going on from the 5th of July. We also have the falconry, and we'll have that live excavation from the end of July as well.
Hello.